Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Wednesday, May 31st, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Debt deal not quite made. Chinese jet gets too close again. Trump wanting to end birthright citizenship. And we'll see if this Major League Baseball player stands strong. That's all coming up. Then Bill is back with your message of the day. But first, around 20 House Republicans are opposing the debt ceiling compromise. These are members of the House Freedom Caucus who think that Kevin McCarthy, the Republicans, compromised too much. And if their opposition holds, then this bill won't pass. Congressman Chip Roy said not one Republican should vote for this deal. It's a bad deal. No one sent us here to borrow an additional $4 trillion to get absolutely nothing in return. Now, Speaker McCarthy has to negotiate with his own party to get this through. The U.S. Air Force released a video of a Chinese fighter jet coming very close to an American jet. The U.S. government called it an unnecessarily aggressive maneuver towards a U.S. military spy plane. This was over the South China Sea. China, of course, claims this as their own area. We say it's international airspace. In December, a Chinese military plane came within 10 feet of a U.S. aircraft while in international airspace. 10 feet. In his latest video, Donald Trump vowed to end birthright citizenship if he is reelected. So right now, if an illegal immigrant comes to America and gives birth here, current law says that that child is a U.S. citizen. Trump wants to change that so that your citizenship is tied to the nationality of the parents instead of just geographically where you're born. Very interesting debate. Almost every country in North and South America has a system called law by soil. That's birthright. And almost every country in Africa, Europe, and Asia has what's called law by blood. That means a child's citizenship is based off their parents' citizenship. I know of two Major League Baseball players who have weighed in on the controversy with the Dodgers honoring the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. One is a Toronto Blue Jays pitcher, Anthony Bass. He has already apologized for sharing a reel encouraging people to boycott Target and Bud Light. He since came out and said he is so sorry for being hurtful to the pride community. So he's already caved. The other player, who, as far as I know, who have stood up is a starting pitcher for the Washington Nationals, who said he is deeply troubled by the Dodgers' decision. He said to invite a group, an honor group, that makes a blatant and deeply offensive mockery of my religion undermines the values of respect and inclusivity that should be upheld by any organization. We'll see if Trevor Williams can stand up to the incoming that is surely coming his way. Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Wednesday, incompetence and arrogance will cost Anheuser-Busch and Target billions of dollars in lost revenue, as many American consumers have had enough with the woke movement being forced upon them. The question, how could corporate executives not see the danger of promoting alternative lifestyles after Disney got its butt kicked, siding with indoctrinating public schools kids in gender controversies? How could these executives not see that? Do the beer and clothing moguls not consume news? Are they stone cold stupid? It is most likely the latter. Hiring a man who turned himself into a woman to pitch beer to working class guys is foolish. And targeting working class folks with racks of trans clothing for kids and design celebrating Satan assures immediate entry into the dumb hall of fame. The only explanation is that many corporate executives live in a woke bubble and have few real world clues. Bulletin. PC people like George Clooney don't shop at Target or drink Bud Light. Regular folks do. And they don't want PC woke values. And they will punish you if you force those values upon them. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Let's go to the mail. Ivan Needy, Winchester, Virginia, America's Voice, is reporting Catholic charities at the border getting paid by drug cartels to traffic humans. There is absolutely no evidence of that, Ivan. None. You go on the internet, you listen to these people. John Perkins, Southampton, New Jersey. I've been seeing a lot of warnings about the establishment of digital currency in July. Is this real? No. Okay. Again, you get floating on the internet. Andrew, concierge member, Andrew, thank you. Great column, God and Country. It's the name of my column. Okay, I hope you read it, as it highlights the importance of Judeo-Christian influence by placing it in proper historical perspective. And we do that in Killing the Witches. It's an unbelievable tale, by the way. James Patterson, Yokosuka, Japan. Bill, I want you to know that your broadcast is spot on most of the time. I believe most people see themselves as good, but if you criticize them, they take it as an attack, even if it's constructive criticism. It's not about issues, it's about self-value. You're right, James. In order to criticize another human being, you got to do it in a roundabout way, unless you want to make an enemy. So say things like, did you ever consider this? Or maybe this fact will change your mind. That kind of thing. And I'm glad you're watching in Japan. We are worldwide. Stephen Baldamenti, Seacliff, New York. As a gay Catholic man, I strongly protest the LA Dodgers re-inviting the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence to their gay pride night. Way to stand up, Stephen. Thank you. In a moment, something you might not know. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 33 years ago today, a new sitcom debuted on NBC. The pilot featured four neurotic friends and their mundane routines in New York City. After a very slow start, the program would become the most popular TV show in America. Here is the story of Seinfeld. Executives at NBC offered comedian Jerry Seinfeld a sitcom after a string of successful appearances on The Tonight Show. The idea was conceived over lunch with longtime friend Larry David. The two were dining at a Korean deli when the pair began mocking spelling mistakes on the menu. 1 week later, the comedians pitched their concept to NBC. The sitcom, starring Jerry and his three friends, Elaine, George, and Kramer, will be, quote, a show about nothing. Seinfeld debuted in May 1990, and the plot's focused on the absurdity of life in the big city. Double parking, sitting in traffic, going to the movies. Five episodes were about ordering Chinese food. Seinfeld soon gained a cult following, particularly among New Yorkers. By the fifth season, 27 million Americans tuned in each Thursday night to watch Jerry and his pals. During the final eighth season in 1998, Seinfeld himself was making $1 million per episode. Now, some stars of the sitcom prospered after the finale, but others did not. Jerry Seinfeld remains one of the biggest stand-up comedians in the world. Julia Louis-Dreyfus went on to star in HBO's political comedy, Veep. Jason Alexander is currently performing on Broadway. Kramer, actor Michael Richards, kind of disappeared from show business after a racist rant at a Los Angeles comedy club went viral. And here's something else you might not know. Seinfeld is also responsible for changing the English language. The show created dozens of expressions used to this day, including double dipping, close talker, bubble boy, man hands, re-gifter, and the legendary no soup for you. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.